It's James Cleveland. I don't feel no ways tired. Yes, 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 yes. I've got some Dr. Norwood coming for you right now. You're listening to the Gospel Explosion. Right here on Studio W.
Dancing your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. Something about that name. Somebody getting delivered. Jesus. I see somebody getting blessed. I see somebody getting a breakthrough. Just on that mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs to throw your head back and say, you blessed me.
How in the name? Somebody said I'm healed by the wound in his side. My soul says yes. At the name of Jesus, demons start to tremble. Jesus. Hey. Let me tell you what happens when you call on Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here?
Talking about Jesus.
I want to ask you something. Do you know it?
Do you know?
Not only that, have you tried it?
Have you tried?
Well, if you tried it, do you have a report? Ain't he all right?
Ain't he all right?
The Rance Allen Group, along with Kirk Franklin.
We're being politically correct.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's popular.
This is the Gospel Explosion, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday.
Where everybody's saying the name of God. But nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the
sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain the power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name,
that fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's
it? Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Everybody,
something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus
is the sweetest name. Yeah,
it is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it?
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
Said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone. Oh, no.
Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Every knee has got to bow.
Well, tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right
and praise
right
him
now.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tor, let me hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about that name.
Something about
is the sweetest name.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And
come on.
It says in Proverbs 24:18, a just man falleth 7 times, but rises back up again. Now, what makes him just? We in the church would call him wicked. If he falls 7 times, 1 time we can understand, twice maybe, but 7 times. Well, what makes him just from the Bible standpoint is that he has enough sense to realize that he can get back up. And not only just get back up, but get back in line. No matter where you've fallen from, no matter what you've done, no matter how many times you've done it, it's not too late. He is so much in love with you that his mercy endures. His mercy is everlasting. It's not too late. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God is still faithful and he's still just, even when we're unfaithful and when we're not just. He's so faithful and just to forgive you of every single solitary sin. No matter how many promises you've made and broken, no matter how many times you've done it over and over again, I'm a living witness. He will forgive you like he forgave me. He's just waiting on you to confess. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I'm not going to make you any more promises. You know my heart. I want to do right. Show me how. Take me back. Put me back in line. I love you. Teach me how to walk right. Break every habit. Loose me from every addiction. Come into my life and my heart and live in me and through me. I give you my life for the rest of my life. And just that quickly, you're forgiven. Just that quickly, you're healed. He's your God and you're his child. No, no condemnation. No condemnation. Don't remember the past sins because he's forgotten. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, even I am he that blots out your transgressions. And for mine own sake, I will not remember your sins. If he's forgotten them, then you forgive and forget too. You're healed, you're saved, you're whole. In Jesus. Come on, Pastor Ryan.
I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. Cause I found out that a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But it didn't stay there. And everyone lift those hands. The word is so clear. It simply states that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and would believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Yeah, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. As he said, shout trouble over. I just want everybody to know I'm gonna sing glory,
glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh boy, this is Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Jimmy Crabbity. You know my name. This is the Gospel Explosion, coming to you each every Sunday on this network. Studio W. Buzz, anywhere around the globe. Available on Apple, Google, Apple CarPlay, and Google Play, and Alexa.
He knows my name.
Oh, he knows my name.
Yes, he knows my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name.
You know my name.
know my name. Hey, this is Lee Williams in the Spiritual QCs here. Oh, let me pull this up real quick. Oh, you didn't have to. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, keep it locked right here on this network. Oh, I'm talking about the Buzz. Studio W, baby. The bed is on the planet.
Oh, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wait early this morning, but you did know. I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wait me soon this morning, but you did know. That ain't all you done. You woke me up early this morning. Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and told y'all love me sad again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you know. I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you know. I wonder if anybody else here tell it. You didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you know. I'm so glad, Lord. Soon this morning, but you know. But that ain't all you done for me. You woke me up early this morning. Lord, you were right on time. And my health and strength and cold. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wait. You didn't have to do it this morning. Didn't have to do it this morning. But I'm so glad you did. Let me take time out. Just let me tell you thank you. Just wanna say thank you. Because when I got out of my bed this morning,
this morning. sure enough know. You know, sometimes we get a little carried away by our little bank account, and we feel like we can hire somebody to come in and do it for us.